弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，在他恩典里早晨，我们还能够一同来擘饼纪念他，一同把感谢赞美来献给他。
We thank the Lord in His grace. We can still gather this morning and to give Him praise and worship together.
实在是因为他为我们死，又为我们活。
Truly, it was because He died and lived for us.
他今天还天天在父的宝座前为我们代求。
And daily, even today, He intercedes for us before the throne of the Father.
我们先请打开圣经，到新约圣经罗马书第六章。
Let's first turn to New Testament, Book of Romans, chapter 6.
罗马书第六章，我们读第五节。
We'll read verse 5.
罗马书第六章第五节，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Romans 6, 5.And if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
这边讲到他就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Here it talks about him, that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天神他恢复工作的那个核心就是要我们能够与我们的主联合。
The very heart of the work of restoration that the Lord is doing in us right now, today,is so that we can be restored unto him and to be united with him.
来，请弟兄姐妹们，如果你们有圣经的话，也请你们翻到旧约圣经的路德记第三章。
And if you have your Bible with you, please turn with me to Ruth in the Old Testament, Ruth chapter 3.
把圣经就翻到那一章，我们不会一次读完，我们会一次几节几节的读。
And I hope you can keep your Bible there. We will not read the entire chapter.Once, but we will read section by section.
我们知道这过去一年多来，我们一直在这全球的疫情当中受到的许多的限制。
We know in this past year and year and a half, during the global pandemic, we had all been limited by many different ways.
直到如今，也没有人能够确实知道这新冠疫情到什么时候才会结束。
Even now, nobody will know for certain when this pandemic will be over.
但作为基督徒的我们，我们在这疫情当中，我们是和世人一样在这里苦苦的等候疫情的结束呢，还是我们在这疫情当中，我们实在从主那里有一些宝贵的学习？
But as Christians, for us, are we just like the rest of the world, pining and really straining during the pandemic, waiting for it to be over? Or are we coming before the Lord and to learn something in our real life?
在过去疫情的一年多当中，我们与神的关系是否变得更加的亲近
？In this past year of pandemic, have your relationship become closer to the Lord?
那我们的聚会是否更有神的同在呢
？Has our fellowship, received more of God's presence?
在启示录二十一章第三节，神的话告诉我们：看呐，神的帐幕在人间。
And in Revelation chapter 11, it says, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men.
他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民。
He will dwell with the people, and they will become his people.
神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And God himself will be among them.
这是神一直以来的心意和工作。神要恢复人与他的关系。
And this is God's heart and his desire.And this is what he's been working towards all this time, that he wants to restore our relationship with him.
这也是我们基督徒一生所应当追求的目标和那个道路。
And this is also the goal and the way that as Christians we have been pursuing all our life.
在这次疫情中，神把旧约这卷路德记的负担给了我。
And during the pandemic, the Lord has given me the burden from this book, Ruth.
盼望能够借着这路德记，我们能够从神一起有一些的学习。
We hope that through this book, we can learn something from the Lord together.
我们能够看见神那个恢复的工作。
That we can see the work of restoration that God is doing.
并且盼望借着路德记，神能够教导我们如何能够一直走在这神恢复的道路上。
That also through this book, the Lord may teach us how to walk on this path of restoration.
我们先前提到路德记是一卷承先启后扭转时代的一卷书。
Previously we have mentioned that this is a book of transition. It transitions between two different epochs.
在这卷书当中给我们看见最宝贵的一件事情，就是神如何借着他所合用的器皿来把神百姓的光景整个扭转过来。
Most preciously that we see how the Lord can use a vessel fit for his use to completely transform the conditions of his people.
神要叫我们看到他使用他合用的器皿，把神的百姓从那一个软弱失败的光景能够把它扭转，能够带进到一个大卫作王那样一个得胜荣耀的国度。
We see how with a fitful vessel that the Lord can use, he transforms the condition of the people from one of failure and weakness during the time of Judges to a glorious time of the kingdom as they welcome in the King David.
所以在路德记里给我们看见神的旨意必定要成就。
So we see that God's purpose will be accomplished.
而且是要借着他合用的器皿来成就。
And he accomplishes his purpose using the vessel that he desires.
摩押女子路德就是神所使用的一个合用的器皿。
And one of these vessels is Moabite woman Ruth.
我们知道摩押女子路德，她并不是一个特别的属灵伟人。
And we see this Moabite woman Ruth is not a very special or a spiritual giant, so to speak.
她原本是一个与神无份无关的人。
She was a Moabite, had nothing to do with God.
就和我们一样
，just like all of us。
然而，神却借着路德记让我们看见，他能够借着路德能够带进一个伟大的君王。
Yet in this precious book, we see that the Lord is able to usher in a great king using this Moabite woman Ruth.
今天我们也像路德一样，我们是蒙神大恩的一般人。
Just like Ruth, we are also a receiver of great grace.
虽然我们常常觉得我们是软弱的，是不配的。
Even though so often we feel that we are so weak and we're unworthy.
因此常常我们在主的桌子面前纪念他的时候，我们越发感觉到主的配。
And which is also especially why as we gather before his table, we truly feel that he is worthy.
尽管我们软弱，尽管我们不配。
Even if that, despite our unworthiness, despite our own weaknesses.
然而神却用愿意用他极大的恩典来呼召我们。
Yet by his tremendous grace, he has called us.
神愿意在我们中间得着一些他合用的器皿，像路德一样。
He wants to gain vessels that he can use from among us, just like Ruth.
能够把今天我们所在这样的一个充满混乱、黑暗的时代。扭转过来
so that he can transform this chaotic and dark generation.
并且能够来预备神的百姓来等候来迎接基督荣耀国度的降临
so that he can prepare his people to welcome, to usher in the glorious kingdom of Christ.
早晨我们要从路德记第三章我们来看拿俄米如何引导路德来与波阿斯联合
So today we come to chapter 3 to see how Naomi has brought Ruth into a union with Boaz.
这就是神他恢复工作中一个非常重要的核心。
And this is the heart of the work of his restoration.
这里三个人物拿俄米他来预表圣灵他来引导蒙恩的基督徒与主基督耶稣联合。
Here we see three characters. Naomi, who is the type, a type of the Holy Spirit, who brings us into union with Christ.
而波阿斯来预表我们主耶稣他借着十架死而复活完成了父神荣耀的旨意。
And Boaz is a type of Christ who through his death on the cross has accomplished all the desire of the Father.
而路德就预表那合神心意的基督徒。
And Ruth is a type of Christians, all Christians who are fit for his use.
他配合圣灵的引导和工作而来与主耶稣基督完全的联合。
One who will cooperate with the Holy Spirit and to follow him until she can come into perfect union with Christ.
在我们基督徒的生活当中我们要经历与主的联合。圣灵首先要把我们的眼睛把我们的注意力来转向主基督自己。
If we want to be united with Christ in our daily life, the Holy Spirit first has to turn our eyes to Jesus.
正如上个主日我们弟兄和我们交通的在这样一个充满混乱动荡的时代环境里我们基督徒当转眼仰望主耶稣。
Just like what our brother shared with us last Sunday, that during this very difficult and chaotic time, all of us Christians need to turn our eyes to Jesus.
而在路德记第三章里面，我们看到，当拿尔米他要来引导路德与波阿斯联合，一开始我们看见他要把他的眼目来转向波阿斯自己。
So in this chapter 3, we see when that Naomi wants a desires to bring Ruth into a union with Boaz, she had to first turn her eyes towards Boaz.
路德记第三章第一二节这么说。
So the chapter begins with verse 1 and 2 says.
路德的婆婆拿尔米对她说：“女儿啊，我不当为你找个安身之处，使你享福吗？你与波阿斯的使女常在一处，波阿斯不是我们的亲族吗？他今夜在场上播大麦。”
Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, shall I now seek rest for you, that it may be well with you? Now is it not Boaz, our kinsman, who and with whose maid you were?" Behold, he winnows barley at the threshing floor tonight.
我们记得当路德跟随拿尔米来到了神的应许地。
We remember when Ruth followed Naomi back into the promised land.
路德所注重的乃是波阿斯田里的麦穗和波阿斯的众使女。
Ruth's focus was simply on the barley and the grain in the fields of Boaz and perhaps also his maidservants.
路德到波阿斯的田里，他得着麦穗作为他的供应，他也认识了波阿斯的使女作为他的同伴，他感觉非常的满意了。
And she came into the fields of Boaz, and she was picking up grains for supply, and also she came to know some of the maid servants who became her companions, and she was already satisfied.
但拿尔米的心里，他为路德所想的。乃是要为他寻得一个安身之处，想要为他得着一个更大的福分。
Yet Naomi, her mother-in-law, is caring more for her. She is desiring after to bring rest and security for her.
在拿尔米心里面，他所想的乃是要路德能够与他们最亲的这个亲属能够联合。
And in Naomi's heart, she thought the best way is to bring Ruth into a union with their closest kinsman.
弟兄姐妹，这岂不是我们许多基督徒的写照吗
？Isn't that a picture of our own Christian lives?
当我们出来到教会的时候
，When we first came to church,
我们在聚会中，我们蒙恩得救了。
And perhaps we have been saved by grace in the gathering.
我们在聚会中也得着一些属灵的供应。
And we have received some spiritual supply.
我们寻得一些能够谈话的同伴。
And we even found some companions that we can converse with.
就连我们的孩子们，他们能够在神的教会中能够遇见一些能够玩在一起的好朋友，我们心里面觉得。很满意了。
We even bring our kids to church, and they have found playmates and friends, and we are very happy.
在这段的疫情当中，我们也是一直的关心我们身体的平安和健康。
And during this time of the pandemic, we have all been asking the Lord for protection and safety and health.
我们也关心孩子们无论在线上在线下，他们的学习，他们的功课。
And we have been really caring for our children.Either virtually or in person to study and to be well.
我们也关心孩子们他们的一些课外活动。
And we try to look after the extracurriculum activities for our children.
但我们好好的想一想，我们岂不应该更关心孩子们他们的属灵情形吗？
But shouldn't we even more so care for the spiritual condition of our children?
我们岂不应该更关心我们孩子们他们与主的那个关系吗
？Shouldn't we care more for their relationship with the Lord？
等一下，我们弟兄会和我们报告，我们下一个主日我们要恢复我们第二阶段的线下的聚会，主要就关乎到孩子们他们来属灵的学习。
In a little bit, our brother will announce that we're about to proceed with phase two reopening to have full in-person gatherings.
弟兄姐妹，在过去的一年多这么长的时间里面，我们孩子们他们的属灵情形究竟有怎么样的变化呢
？And one of the main concern for the opening is that we want to improve their spiritual life.
我们是否关心呢
？And have we cared for the spiritual life of our children in the past year?
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要主来开启我们的眼睛
？How we need the Lord to turn our eyes to Him.
我们何等需要圣灵真是能够来转我们的眼睛
That Holy Spirit can turn our eyes upon him
叫我们能够来关注 神所最关注的事情。
That we can care for the things that the Lord cares for.
就是我们和他的关系。
That is our relationship with Him.
就是我们的孩子们，我们的下一代和主的关系。
That is our children's relationship with the Lord.
众姐妹，愿圣灵开启我们，叫我们看见神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督的里面。
May the Lord give us this revelation that we can see all the fullness of God dwells in Christ in bodily form.
主耶稣基督是我们至近的亲属。
Our Lord Jesus is our closest kinsman.
他是我们永远的归宿。
He is our eternal rest.
他才是我们最大的祝福。
He is the best blessing we can have.
同姐妹，我们看见了吗？
Have we seen it?
我们真的认识到我们的主是我们的孩子们一生最大的祝福吗？
Do we truly know and believe that our Lord Jesus is the only and the best blessing that our children can have?
这实在是我们每一个人所最需要关注的事情。
And this is the thing that we all need to focus on.
同姐妹，我们在神的恩典里面，我们在世上有许多关注的事。
And there are many things, by God's grace that we care about in this world.
但我们若忽略了我们与主的那个关系。
But if we become ignorant of this one relationship with himself.
我们若忽略了我们的孩子与主的关系。
If we become ignorant the relationship of our children with the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，主的话告诉我们，我们若得了全世界，我们失去了生命，有什么益处呢？
And then the word of the Lord applies to us. If we could gain the whole world and yet lose our life, then what gain is it to us?
伯阿斯是路德至近的亲属。
Boaz is that kinsman redeemer.
是路德的安身之处。
He is the rest.
伯阿斯才是路德最大的福分。
And only Boaz can be that best blessing Ruth can receive.
路德自己不见得那么明白，那么清楚。
Perhaps at the beginning, Ruth did not understand this fully.
但拿尔米非常清楚。
But Naomi knows this well.
因此，拿尔米她要来引导路德与波阿斯联合。
So Naomi desires to lead Ruth into this union.
弟兄姐妹，我们的孩子也不见得能够明白他们和主的关系到底对他们有什么样的益处。
Perhaps our children do not know, what benefit there is to be united with Christ.
我们的孩子们不见得能够认识主的宝贵和他的价值。
Perhaps our children do not yet know the preciousness and the value of knowing Christ.
但我们必须要明白。
But we know.
我们作为父母的，我们作为师长的，我们必须要清楚明白主的宝贵和价值。
As parents, as teachers, we should know well the wealth, the worth, and the value of Christ.
否则我们怎么能够把孩子们能够带到主的面前来，让主得着他们呢？
Otherwise, how can we bring our children before the Lord for them to be laid hold of by Him?
我们如何能够为孩子祷告，能够盼望他们得着这上好的福分呢？
Otherwise, how can we pray for our children earnestly so that they can receive the best blessing?
所以这里我们看到拿尔米不仅只是路德要来亲近，要来与波阿斯联合。
Here we see not only Naomi is bringing Ruth to Boaz.
他也只是他与波阿斯联合的那个途径。
She also instructs all the ways and the method of how to come into union.
在第三节到第四节，拿尔米对路德说，你要沐浴抹膏，换上衣服，下到场上，却不要使那人认出你来。你等他吃喝完了，到他睡的时候，你看准他睡的地方，就进去掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里，他必告诉你所当做的事。
Continuing on in verse 3 and 4, wash yourself therefore, and anoint yourself, and put on your best clothes, and go down to the threshing floor, but do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. It shall be, when he lies down, that you shall notice the place where he lies, and you shall go and uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what you should do.
这边说到沐浴，就讲到洁净。我们每一个来亲近主的人，我们都需要主宝血的洁净。
Here, she begins by saying wash yourself, talking about cleansing, that anyone who approaches the Lord needs to be cleansed by his precious blood.
抹膏就讲到圣灵的膏油。
And anoint yourself, that we need to receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
这是我们基督徒每天生活当中亲近主我们应该有的预备。
And this is the basic preparation for any of us to draw near to the Lord daily.
这边也提到要换上衣服。
Here also talks about putting on your best garments.
这是以弗所书里所讲的，我们要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
That is what the book of Ephesians talks about, to put off our old self, to put on our new self.
我们不能靠着我们天然的肉体来亲近主。
We cannot approach the Lord by our natural flesh.
我们必须穿上那新人，就是基督那生命的形象。来亲近我们的主。
We need to put on the new creation, that is the resurrected life of Christ, so that we can draw near to Him.
并且这里拿俄米说到要看准他睡的地方，躺卧在那里。
And she goes on to say, take note or mark the place that he lies down.
我们知道那就是主的十字架。
And that talks about the cross of the Lord.
这里乃是说到我们与主联合，我们要来经历主基督的死。和他的复活。
It is to say, to be united with him, we need to all first come to experience the death on the cross with him.
正是罗马书第六章第五节那边所说的，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Just like the verse in Romans we just read, if we are united with him in the likeness of his death, then certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
这就是我们蒙恩的基督徒，我们一生成圣的过程。
And this is the path to sanctification in our life.
这也是我们预备等候主再来的一个过程。
And this is also the process as we wait before the Lord for his coming.
借着我们经历与主同死同复活，圣灵把主基督生命的性情一点一点的能够制作在我们的身上。
By experiencing the union with him in his death and in his resurrection, then the Lord can mold the characters of Christ in us.
所以接下来我们来看，那伯阿斯他是如何来预表主耶稣，他借着十字架死而复活，来成就父神荣耀的旨意。
So we can see how Boaz has become a type of Christ through death and resurrection to accomplish the purpose of God.
这边第七和第八节。
So verse 7 and 8 describes Boaz.
伯阿斯吃喝完了，心里欢畅，就去睡在麦堆旁边。路德便悄悄地来，掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里。到了夜半，那人忽然惊醒，翻过身来，不料有女子躺在他的脚下。
So it says, when Boaz had eaten and drunk with his, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain, and she came secretly and uncovered his feet and lay down. And it happened in the middle of the night that a man was startled and bent forward, and behold, a woman was lying at his feet.
这边我们看到波阿斯他在擘大麦的工作完成之后，他在那里享受他劳苦的功效，他安息睡在麦堆旁边。
Here we see Boaz after he had finished all the work of threshing and he had enjoyed the fruit of his labor, then he lay down to rest at the end of the heap of grain.
这就说到我们的主他如何在十字架上成就了父神的救恩。
This speaks of our Lord, how he accomplished the full salvation on the cross.
他把这个救恩做在我们蒙恩基督徒的身上。
And he has finished the work of salvation in all who believed in him.
他能够在我们身上享受他劳苦的功效，他睡了，他安息了。
Then he was able to rest to enjoy the fruit of his labor.
我们的主他感到何等的心满意足。
Our Lord Jesus was satisfied in his heart.
然而主在我们身上的心意他还有进一步的工作。
Yet he had more work to do according to his will.
他愿意我们能够成为把他的生命分享给周围的人叫主的心意得着更加的满足。
Even more so, he desires for all of us to share the life that he has given us with all those around so that God's heart can be fully satisfied.
在约翰福音十二章那里主说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
In John chapter 12, he says, the time has come for the Son of Man to receive glory.
我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
And he says, I truly, truly, I tell you, if a grain of wheat does not fall into the ground and dies, it is still one seed.
若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
But once he dies,It will bear many, many seeds.
所以姐妹，早晨我们在主的桌子面前，我们一同感谢赞美他。
And so this morning we thank and praise him before the table.
就是因着我们就是主耶稣他所结出的那许多子粒。
Because we have become the fruit that he bore, through his death.
主耶稣是那第一粒落在地里死了的麦子。
He's that first grain of wheat that fell into the ground and died.
因着他甘愿在十字架上把自己的性命倾倒。
Because he was willing to pour out his life on that cross.
他的身体为我们裂开。
His body was pierced.
叫他的生命能够分赐给所有相信他的人。
That his life can be poured forth to be shared with all those who believe in him.
今天这子粒的生命也在你我的里面。
And today that same life of that seed is in you and I.
在这里神有一个心意。
Here the Lord has a desire.
他愿意我们效法主的榜样。
He wants us to imitate Christ.
他要愿意我们来跟随主的脚踪。
He wants all of us to follow his footsteps.
叫我们也愿意成为那落在地里死了的麦子。
That we will all be willing to become that grain of wheat fall into the ground and die.
叫我们愿意舍己，天天背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
That we will be willing to deny ourselves to daily pick up our cross and follow him.
当我们这样来跟随主的时候，
as we follow him,
这子粒的生命就能够从我们里面也能够分赐出来。
That life of the seed of Christ can also be poured forth and shared with others.
叫我们周围的人，我们的家人，我们的亲人，我们的朋友，我们的孩子们，他们也能够来得以享受这样一个荣耀的生命的供应。
So all those around us, our family, our own family, our relatives, our friends, our children can receive and enjoy the life of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们愿意像我们的主一样吗？
Brothers and sisters, are we willing to be like our Lord?
主既然已经把这么宝贵的生命赐给了我们，
Since he has already given us such a precious life,
我们也知道了主在我们身上的那个荣耀的心意。
And we have already come to understand that glorious purpose.
我们愿意像他一样，愿意让神把我们种在地里。
So are we willing to be planted, to be buried in the ground?
无论今天神把我们摆在一个什么样的环境里，
No matter what kind of circumstance the Lord places us in,
可能是一个非常难相处的配偶。
Perhaps you are placed in a very difficult relationship.
或是在一个我们儿女悖逆，或是陷在一个难处的一个环境里头。
Perhaps you have difficulty with children. Perhaps they have become rebellious.
或是我们和其他的人的相处上也是非常的艰难。
Perhaps you have a difficult relationship with your friends or people around you.
或是今天在这样一个疫情当中。
Perhaps today in today's pandemic,
弟兄姐妹，我们愿意让神把我们种下去吗？
Are you willing to be planted by the Lord?
好叫主他那样一个宝贵荣耀的生命能够从我们身上能够活出来。
So the precious and glorious life of the Lord can bear forth.
弟兄姐妹，主的话告诉我们，
The word of the Lord tells us,
一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒。
Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed.
弟兄姐妹，为着神已经赐给我们的救恩，我们感谢他。
So we thank the Lord for the salvation that he has already given us.
我们感到很满意了。
We have already been satisfied.
但是我们是否关心神的心意呢？他是否满意呢？
But do we care more so that we can satisfy God's heart?
因为我们能够在今天还有机会的恩典里。
So while it is still called today, we still have opportunity and we are still receiving grace.
我们愿意效法主的榜样，跟随他的脚踪。
We want to be imitators of Christ, to follow his footsteps.
我们愿意主能够在我们身上成就他所喜悦的心意。
We desire for the Lord to accomplish his will.
我相信昨天，我们许多人应该都注意到是911二十周年。
We know, all of you guys know, yesterday was the 20-year anniversary of 9/11.
在20年前，如果在美国的人，我们应该都还深刻记得那一天发生这个恐怖攻击的那一刻。
If you were in America 20 years ago, then I believe all of you will still remember the moment when the terrorist attack happened.
我想我们可能有许多的感受，有许多的想法。
Perhaps you have many thoughts and feelings from that time.
但我昨天我有一个 深深的一个感觉。
Yesterday, suddenly, I have this very deep sense.
就今天，神还存留你我在世上。
That today, the Lord still keeps you and I here on the earth.
今天，神还给我们有生命气息。
That He still gives us a life this, at this moment.
姐妹，我们要抓住这个宝贵的机会。
How should we not hold on fast unto this precious opportunity?
我们能够多为着神的心意而活。
To live according to His purpose.
让主真是能够从我们身上来成就他喜悦的事
so that he can accomplish his good pleasure in our life.
这里我们看到波阿斯他不仅睡在麦略旁边然后呢他醒来了
and so here we see not only he lies down by the grain of a heap of grain but he woke up in the middle of the night.
波阿斯睡了他也醒来了这就说到了主耶稣他复活生命的两面
Boaz lied down and then he rose up just like our Lord Jesus of his resurrection.
我们的主死了第三天他复活了。
He died on that cross yet on the third day he rose again.
今天这一个复活的生命就在你我的里面。
Today this life of resurrection is in you and I.
在我们里面他也要成就同样的事。
And in us he wants to accomplish the same.
主耶稣要我们经历他的死他也要我们经历他的复活。
He wants us to experience his death, but also experience his resurrection.
对，姐妹，感谢赞美主。我们若与主基督同死，我们就信必与他同活。
We thank and praise the Lord. If we believe that we have died with him, then we must believe that we have also risen with him.
对，姐妹，当我们在经历过这疫情一年多的时间之后
，So after experiencing this whole year of pandemic,
我们可能感到这日子。是不容易的。
I believe all of us feel that truly this is a difficult time.
我们心里或许有个盼望，那疫情过后日子就会变得好了些。
Perhaps you have a hope that after the pandemic passes, our life will be better.
但弟兄姐妹，如果我们照着圣经来看的话
，But if you see the word of the Bible,
这次的疫情很可能不过就是灾难的起头。
That this pandemic could very well be the beginning of birth pain.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是后面还会有更艰难的灾难。
That there might be more difficult times waiting for us.
兄姐妹，我们是不可能能够靠着一些宗教的力量，靠着一些道德的约束来面对那还要发生的灾难。
And there's no way for us to face all the difficulties by some power of religion or some constraint of morality.
同时，我们也都感受到。今天全世界，特别我们所在的这个美国，那个道德败坏的情形。
And we especially feel, especially here in America, the corruption and the depravity of morality.
我相信许多基督徒，我们都感觉到好像无能为力。
And I believe many Christians like you and I feel that we are helpless.
就姐妹，这是真实的。
And it is true.
那我们如何能够来面对那还要来的日子呢
？So how can we face the even more difficult times that is to come.
唯有靠着那基督复活生命的大能。
And only by the power of resurrection.
弟兄姐妹，我们再也无法靠着我们自己。
We can no longer trust in ourselves.
但我们感谢赞美主，因为复活主的生命已经赐给了我们。
But we thank and praise the Lord, the life of his resurrection has already been granted to us.
因此我们要来经历主耶稣他的复活生命的大能
So we all ought to come and experience the power of his resurrection
好叫我们能够来面对那还要来的挑战
So that we can face the challenges that is yet to come
我们感谢主常常他是在带领我们到了一个最黑暗的一个环境和时刻
We thank the Lord that sometimes he first leads us into the darkest time
主忽然他就向我们显现
And that is when he suddenly appears to us
他要把我们在这样一个最艰难最黑暗的环境里面他带领我们来经历他那个复活的生命
That through the most difficult and most challenging time he will bring us to experience the power of his resurrection
在路德记第三章第九节这里就是在一个黑暗的时候
And here in Ruth 3:9 it is the darkest time of night
这里波阿斯他就说你是谁然后路德就回答说我是你的婢女路德求你用你的衣襟遮盖我因为你是我一个至敬的亲属
Verse 9 Boaz said Who are you? And she answered I am Ruth your maidservant So spread your covering over your maid for you are a close relative.
这就是当摩押女子路德她来亲近波哈斯的时候的对话。
And this is the conversation between Moabite woman Ruth and Boaz.
这也就说出了我们蒙恩的基督徒，我们来亲近主的那样的一个过程。
And this is also how we approach our Lord.
虽然我们认识了主，我们对主已经有了一些的认识和经历。
Even though we have already believed in him and we have some understanding and experience of the Lord.
但常常在我们感觉当中，我们每当来到主的面前，我们总觉得我们仍然是一个非常软弱需要怜悯的罪人。
But in our heart, whenever we approach the Lord, we still feel that we are a pitiful sinner who needs God's mercy.
就像路德在波阿斯面前，他一直认识到感受到自己的卑微，自己的丑陋，他需要波阿斯用衣襟来遮盖他。
Just like Ruth here, she knows her lowliness and she needs the covering of Boaz.
弟兄姐妹，当我们来亲近主的时候，
And so as we approach the Lord,
我们必须要认识我们的主他是何等喜爱怜悯。
And we need to know how the Lord delights mercy.
所以我们不要好像靠着自己好像很刚强，我们来到主的面前。
So do not approach the Lord by your own strength as if we are so strong.
我们必须要认识，就像路德认识波阿斯一样，认定我们的主他实在是我们一个至近的亲属。
And just as Ruth, we need to come before the Lord as Boaz and to say you are our close relative or our kinsman redeemer.
我相信我们摩押基督徒我们都有这样的经历过。
And I believe all of us has the same experience.
常常主界的环境把我们带到一个孤单软弱无助的光景当中的时候。
So sometimes through our circumstance the Lord bring us to a very lonely, helpless, difficult time.
我们觉得好像没有任何人能够来安慰我们，
we felt
能够来帮助我们。
We felt that we could not have been counseled by any man or thing.
但当我们被带到这样的一个时候，我们能够来转眼来仰望我们的主。
But during those moments, if we can turn our eyes towards the Lord,
我们能够单单的注视着我们的主。
If we can fix our eyes on him,
因为我们知道他是我们至近的亲属。
Knowing that he is our kinsman redeemer,
我们的主曾经为我们，他在十字架上他甘心流血舍命。
Our Lord was willing to die and to bled and die on the cross for us.
他为我们付上那极重的赎价，买赎我们来归给父神。
He was willing to pay that ultimate price to purchase us for the Father.
他既然这么爱我们，
Since he has loved us so,
他就必要负我们一切的责任。
Certainly he will be responsible for all of our needs.
弟兄姐妹，你有这样的信心吗？
Do you have that faith?
你能够相信主要负我们一切的责任吗？
Do you truly believe that he is responsible for all of your needs?
上周杨立兄和我们提到一个外地的例子。
Last week our brother Tony mentioned an example from a different place, different fellowship.
Yeah. 就是在一对信主的夫妻当中，他们因着疫情关心孩子的安危，他们有一段对话。
And that there was a couple who during the pandemic had this conversation regarding their children's safety and health.
我们还记得那个丈夫对妻子怎么说吗？
I don't know if you remember how that husband talked to the wife.
谁负这个责任呢？
The husband says, who can be responsible for what might happen?
他的意思是说，如果我们的孩子染上了这个病毒，谁负这个责任呢？
Meaning he meant if our child goes out and contracted COVID, then who can be responsible?
我相信弟兄他的意思就是他那个丈夫的意思就是说，对妻子说，你能够负这个责任吗？
I think what the husband meant was telling the wife, can you be responsible for that?
弟兄姐妹，这实在是也是我们中间做父母亲，我们感到进退维谷、为难的事情。
Isn't that also the struggle that we have as parents?
我们的孩子如果得了新冠病毒，如果变成了重症，甚至于遭遇危险，谁负得起这个责任呢？
If our children, if ever they contract the COVID, and if you become a serious illness or even long COVID, then who can be liable for that?
你们这是一个很好的问题。
It is a good question.
那我们要问问自己，
But we also need to ask ourselves.
是我们自己要负这个责任吗？
Can we be responsible for that ourselves?
我们的确有我们的责任。
Truly, we have some responsibility.
但是我们能够负得起这个责任吗？
But can we ever pay that liability?
还是我们期待负责弟兄们他们来负这个责任呢？
Or can the responsible brothers, share that liability?
就姐妹，如果美国政府都没有办法负这个责任，地上有谁能够负这样的责任呢？
If the whole government of the United States could not be liable or responsible for that, then who can on this earth?
但是作为基督徒的我们，
But as Christians, for us,
我们要问自己一个问题。
We ought to ask this question.
我们是要自己负这样的责任呢，还是我们愿意带着简单的信心，我们来仰望主，让他负我们的责任？
Can we take up the responsibility, or by simple faith we can approach the Lord and say, You are responsible for all my needs.
弟兄姐妹，我们真相信复活的主真是我们至近的亲属吗？
Do we truly believe that the resurrected Lord is our kinsman redeemer?
我们的主他若真是我们至近的亲属，
If he truly is our closest relative,
我们的主既然曾经为我们的罪他在十字架上流血舍命，
And for our sins he bled and died on the cross.
我们早晨在敬拜赞美主的时候，我们也看到了我们的主如今他是坐宝座的那位万王之王万主之主。
And furthermore, this morning before the table, we also see clearly that he is the Lord who is seated on a throne.
我们的主他既然借着死，他已经现在手里拿着那死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And through his death, he now holds the key of death and Hades in his hands.
圣经告诉我们，也是上周弟兄也告诉我们，我们的主他既然他是首先的，他是末后的，他也是其中一切的。
And our brother reminded us, the Bible says he is the beginning and the end and everything in between.
弟兄姐妹，今天谁能够负我们的责任？
Then who else can be responsible for us?
感谢主，他实在是能够负我们的责任。
But we thank the Lord, he is able to take up all liability.
问题是我们愿不愿意来信靠他。
The question is, are we willing to believe?
我们愿不愿意在这疫情当中来经历他。
Are we willing to experience him during the pandemic?
弟兄姐妹，这是我们与主联合一个绝好的一个机会。
This is the best opportunity we have to be in union with him.
借着路德呢，他就预表了我们基督徒今天如何能够来配合圣灵在我们生命中的制作和带领，来让神的旨意成就。
So the Ruth becomes a type of all Christians who can cooperate with the Holy Spirit to allow him to work in us.
我在这从这张圣经里面我简单列举了四个方面。
And from here I simply listed four areas of her action.
在第五节这边路德对拿俄米说，路德说，凡你所吩咐的我必遵行。
Verse 5 she says, All that you say I will do.
这姐妹，从前哈，我相信我们在读到路德记的时候，我们常会觉得说路德记好像不是很适合记载在圣经里头。
And sometimes, before I was reading Ruth, sometimes I feel that it might not be the most appropriate book to be recorded in the Bible.
因为我们想，拿俄米怎么会叫一个做寡妇的路德在半夜里面到麦堆里去跟波阿斯来亲近呢
？I always thought, what's the meaning of this that Naomi would instruct a widow Ruth to go to in the middle of the night to draw near to Boaz.
今天如果我们如果我叫你哈，你还是单身的女姐妹哈，我叫你做这样同样的事情，你们做不做
？If today I were Naomi and I tell a single sister to do the same, would you be able to do it?
我们一定讲 no。
Of course, you'll be saying no.
我希望大家都是会说 no.
And I hope you will say no to me.
在这里，我们看到路德他对拿尔米的带领，他是那样的信而顺服。
But we see how Ruth follows and obeys Naomi with a simple faith.
我们看见在路德的心里，他深深相信拿尔米，同时他也就相信拿尔米对他所说的话。
And in Ruth's heart, she believed Naomi. She believed that Naomi is for her good.
我们知道路德因着爱拿尔米，他才跟着拿尔米来到了神的应许地。
We knew it was because Ruth loves Naomi, therefore she was willing to follow her back to the promised land.
在这里我们看到路德仍然因着深爱拿尔米，所以他对拿尔米给他 像他说的话，他是那样的绝对的顺从。
So here, because she still loves Naomi, so she had this absolute obedience to her.
如果路德他要凭自己的脑袋想一想的话，他可能就要在那里稍微怀疑一下。
If she were to use her own mind and reasoning, then perhaps she would have some doubt.
她甚至于会要抗拒一下。
Perhaps she would even struggle and fight a little bit.
对，因为这可能是我们许多基督徒常有的情形。
Maybe that's all of our conditions.
当圣灵在我们里面感动，在我们里面说话，在里面带领的时候，我们常常会用我们的理智，用我们的理性，我们用我们的理由来在那里怀疑，在那里来抗拒。
Sometimes when the Holy Spirit leads us and speaks to us, we all often argues with the Holy Spirit according to our own reasoning, our own logics.
当我们看见当路德他因着爱拿尔米，他在那里完全绝对顺服的时候，这就成为他蒙福的秘诀。
And this has become Ruth's secret as she loves Naomi and she obeys her fully.
我们常常唱一首诗歌，就是我们诗歌本里364首，信而顺从。
We often
trust and obey.
Sing this hymn in the hymn book, Trust and Obey.
副歌里这么说，信而顺从，因为除此以外不能得主的喜爱，唯有信而顺从。
In the chorus it says this, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
姐妹，我们基督徒蒙福蒙恩的秘诀真的是很简单。
Our secret to receive all God's blessing is so simple.
像路德所说的，凡你所吩咐的我必遵行。
It's just as Ruth says,All that you say, I will do.
圣灵在我们里面怎么说，我们就怎么顺从。
Whatever the Holy Spirit speaks in our hearts, we will follow.
这就是我们与主联合，我们在主面前蒙福的那个秘诀。
And that is our secret, how we can come into union with the Lord.
第二方面，我们看到路德他甘心的来到波阿斯的脚下。
Secondly, we see how Ruth was willing to come to the feet of Boaz and lay down.
路德他是自愿。自动的来到波阿斯的脚下。
Willingly she came to the feet of Boaz and lay down.
讲到她是如何降卑自己，她如何愿意来与主联合。
To see how she was willing to humble herself to unite with the Lord.
这也就说到我们蒙恩的基督徒因着圣灵的感动和带领，我们能够来与主在死的形状上，也在复活的形状上与他联合。
Which is to say, all of us Christians, by the obedience to the Holy Spirit, we're willing to come before the Lord to humble ourselves.
这边请我们特别注意，路德乃是来到睡在麦堆旁那个波阿斯的脚下。
And here, pay special attention that she came to Boaz, who is sleeping at a heap of grain.
这一方面就说到那个主的尊贵。
First, it talks aboutThe majesty and the honor of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，当我们来亲近主的时候，我们不要忘记我们的主是如何尊贵的一位主。
As we approach the Lord, let us not forget He is one of great honor.
因着我们越发认识主的尊贵，我们就越发谦卑的来到他的面前。
The more we see of His worth and His honor, then the more we will be willing to humble ourselves.
我们也愿意来跟随主的脚踪，那样子来甘心的降卑自己。
And we will be willing to follow his footsteps and to come to his footstool.
并且不顾一切的来跟随主。
And to follow him with all abandon.
姐妹，我发现在过去这最近一年多里面，我们比较少提到夫妻关系。
And I noticed in the past year, we don't often mention the spousal relationship.
不知道弟兄姐妹们在这一年多的疫情当中，夫妻关系是变得更加好了呢，还是变得更加的不好？
I don't know if your relationship with your spouse has become more intimate during this past year or become less.
但有一件事情我们知道哈，在夫妻关系有矛盾冲突的时候，要在配偶面前哈降卑自己。是非常不容易的。
But one thing we know for certain is when you do have conflicts, it's very difficult for one side to humble themselves to come before their spouse.
因为我们在人面前啊，我们总是要讲理由，要争权益。
Because we often like to reason and to fight for our own rights before men.
所以夫妻关系啊，就的问题就很难能够解决的。
So, which is also why spousal relationships or conflicts are really hard to resolve.
但这里我们在路德从路德身上看到一个秘诀。
But here we see the secret of Ruth.
路德乃是来到主的脚前。
She came humbly to his feet.
弟兄姐妹，无论今天我们在家里面夫妻关系有任何的矛盾、冲突、问题，
We don't know if you have any conflicts and problems and issues at home.
我愿意向你们指明这一条路。
I do want to point out this path.
解决夫妻难处的那一条路。
And the secret way to resolve any conflicts.
你没有办法在人面前，在你配偶面前来甘心降卑自己。
Are you willing to humble yourself before your spouse?
You can.
You cannot. You can. You just cannot do it.
你们可以试试看。
You can try.
就你们那条路乃是要来到主的脚前。
But the way, the secret is to come before the feet of Jesus.
看到我们尊贵的主，他愿意为我们在十字架上降卑。
To see the glory and the honor of our Lord, yet he was willing to humble himself.
唯有主的榜样，主的爱。才能够激励我们。
Only his example and his love can constrain us.
叫我们愿意甘心谦卑，舍弃自己。
That we will also be willing to humble ourselves and to deny ourselves.
姐妹，我们只有在主脚下与他死的形状上联合，我们才能够进入那个复活的荣耀里。
Only at the feet of Jesus, at the foot of his cross, as we unite with him in the likeness of his death.Then we can unite with him in the glory of his resurrection.
我们看到在第十四节，路德便在他脚下躺到天快亮，人彼此不能辨认的时候，就起来了。波阿斯说，不可使人知道有女子到场上来。
So verse 14 says, So she laid at his feet until morning and rose before anyone could recognize another. And he said, Let it not be known that a woman came to the threshing floor.
这里我们看到路德他睡到天亮。
Here we see Ruth stayed there till morning.
我们看见他在波阿斯的脚下，他能够完全的安息。
And she found complete rest at the feet of Boaz.
弟兄姐妹，这就说到我们基督徒能够在主的死的形状上与他联合，就带领了我们进入主的安息里。
Here he talks about if we are able to unite with him in the likeness of his death, then the Lord can lead us into rest.
弟兄姐妹，这也是我们在这段非常特殊的疫情时期中，我们非常需要的安息。
Which is also a lesson, a rest that we so desperately need during this time.
在过去这一年多里，弟兄姐妹，我们有没有安息呢
？In this past year, have you been able to rest?
我们经历了这么多的事情，我也知道在弟兄姐妹不少弟兄姐妹的家里头也发生许多各样。的难处。
We have experienced so much, and we know in many brothers and sisters you have encountered much difficulty.
弟兄姐妹，我们可能有环境，我们可能有难处。
Perhaps we have troubles and challenges.
但我们要问问自己，我们心里面有没有安息呢
？But if we ask our heart, do you have rest?
路德心里面没有急躁不安。
Ruth was not anxious.
虽然波阿斯还没有为他成就事情。
Even though the end result of the matter has not been settled.
但我们看见在路德心里面蛮有安息。
Yet Ruth was able to rest.
他在那里，他在波阿斯的脚下一直享受安息，直到那复活的曙光出现。
She remained at the feet of Boaz until the dawn of resurrection came.
弟兄姐妹，当使徒保罗被关在罗马监狱里的时候，他里面也同样的满了安息。
Just like Paul when he was imprisoned in Rome,He was also filled with rest.
保罗里面为什么有安息呢
？How come Paul was able to rest in prison?
不是因为保罗他意志刚强，他就想说，反正我咬着牙挺过去就是了。
It was not because he was strong that he can just clench his teeth and endure it.
保罗也不是因为谁预先告诉他，你这次关了不会被判死刑。所以他有安息。
It was not because he received the revelation or the vision from the Lord guaranteeing his safety.
保罗被关在罗马监狱里的时候，他不知道前面是生是死。
When he was in prison, he did not know what lies ahead, whether death or life.
但是他在腓立比书第三章里，他这么说。
Yet in Philippians chapter 3, he says,
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
That I may know him and know the power of his resurrection.
并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里。
And to know the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, that somehow I may also attain to the resurrection of his life.
保罗心里明白，他被关在罗马的监狱里。
And Paul knew in his heart, as he was imprisoned,
乃是神所安排的一个环境，让他来学习 联合于基督的死。
It was a circumstance that the Lord has arranged for him to learn the union into the death of Christ.
叫他能够经历与基督同死，并且能够享受在主里面的那个安息。
That he can be conformed to his death and to enjoy the rest in him.
最终，他也能够经历与基督一同复活。
That perhaps somehow he may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
同姐妹，我深深觉得这是我们今天神所要我们来学习、来经历的一个非常重要的属灵学习、属灵功课。
Sisters, I feel that this is a very important spiritual lesson the Lord is bringing all of us to learn.
当路德回到他婆婆那里的时候，拿尔米就问他说：“女儿啊，怎么样了？”
When Ruth returned to her mother-in-law, Naomi asked, "My daughter, how did it go?"
路德就将那人向他所行的述说了一遍，又说：“那人给了我六波基大麦，对我说：‘你不可空手回去见你的婆婆。’”
So Ruth told her all that the man had done for her, and she said, "These 6 measures of barley he gave to me, and he said, 'Do not go to your mother-in-law empty-handed.'"
这在16和17两节。
And that was verse 16 and 17.
这里我们看到路德那个属灵生命的长进，每一次都和他与拿尔米的对话有关联。
And we see whenever she has a conversation with Naomi, we can see and measure the growth of her spiritual life.
每一次当路德和拿尔米谈话之后，我们看到她的心智就更加的坚定。
And whenever she had a conversation with Naomi, her heart became more strengthened and founded.
她里面的眼睛也更加的明亮。
And that her eyes had also become more brightened.
她的认识也更加的透彻。
And she gained even more understanding.
弟兄姐妹，这也是我们蒙恩基督徒属灵的经历。
And this is also our experience.
每一次我们与圣灵有交通、有接触之后，我们看见我们属灵的光景都会产生改变。
Whenever we speak with, we can converse with the Holy Spirit, we have a dealing with Him.And our spiritual life will grow and progress.
我们在属灵道路上就更加的往前。
That our spiritual life will progress forward.
我们和神荣耀的心意也就越来越近。
And that we come closer to the glorious desire of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到路德是这样深爱拿尔米，所以他一次一次的来依赖拿尔米，来回到拿尔米的面前。
And we see because Ruth loves Naomi, so she always returned to Naomi and to rely on her.
路德一直维持保持着一个与拿尔米那个亲密的交通。
And she maintained this intimate fellowship with Naomi.
这就成为路德他不断长进、他不断蒙恩的那个原因。
Which has become the reason how she continues to advance in her spiritual life.
弟兄姐妹，那么在今天我们日常生活当中，我们如何能够来经历与主的联合呢
？So today in our daily life, how can we experience the union with the Lord?
我最近听到一个见证，我觉得这个见证非常能够帮助我们如何在每天的日常生活当中，我们来经历与主基督的联合。
Lately, I heard a testimony. I thought that this was a great example how we can learn to come into union with Christ.
这位在外地的这位年长姐妹，她非常爱主，她也在神的家中多有服事。
And I heard about this elderly sister from a different location. She was a very faithful servant in the house of God.
他常为圣徒们祷告。
And she often prays and intercedes for the saints.
有一天早晨哈，他受托为一位他不喜欢的姐妹代祷。
So one morning, somebody asked her to pray for the sister that she did not really like.
Okay. 然后呢，他就为这位姐妹祷告。
And so she began to pray for her.
那到了中午的时候，圣灵就来提醒这位年长姐妹。说你要为他祷告，他是问说你为他祷告了没有
？So around noontime, she felt the tugging of the Holy Spirit, saying, "Have you prayed for her?"
那这位年长姐妹心里就想，我早上已经为她祷告过啦。
Well, this elderly sister said in her heart, "Well, I have already prayed for her in the morning."
但圣灵既然提醒她了，那她就再慎重的再为这位她不喜欢的姐妹再有祷告。
But since she felt that the Holy Spirit is reminding her, so she come before the Lord and interceded for this sister again.
到了晚上
，and evening came.
圣灵又在这位年长姐妹心里面来告诉她说：“你为她祷告了吗
？”And again, the Holy Spirit knocks on her heart, saying, "Have you prayed for this sister?"
这时候我们年长这位年长姐妹她有一点不耐烦了。
And then our elderly sister became a little flustered.
她对主说：“我不是已经为她祷告过了吗
？”She told the Lord, "Have I not already prayed for her?"
我早上就为她祷告过一次了。
I prayed for her in the morning.
那中午你提醒我，我又再为她祷告了。
And at your reminder at lunchtime, I prayed for her again.
那为什么你还要问我为她祷告了没有
？How come you're still asking me whether I prayed for her?
突然间圣灵就光照这位年长姐妹。
And suddenly she felt the light shining.
你有在爱里为这位姐妹祷告吗
？Have you prayed for her in love?
这年长姐妹就被光照了。
And suddenly she, the light had shone into her heart.
她虽然一次、两次为这个她不喜欢的姐妹有祷告。
Even though for the sister that she did not really like, she prayed for her once and twice.
但是她并没有在爱里面。来为这位姐妹祷告。
Yet she realized she did not pray in love.
那这位年长姐妹在主面前很真实。
And this elderly sister was very true and very real before the Lord.
她就跟主说：“主啊，我和这个姐妹有间隙。”
And so she told the Lord, "Lord, you know there are some differences between us."
我心里面实在是没有爱。
And in my heart, I could not love her.
我不仅没有爱，我也没有办法。在爱里来为她祷告。
Not only I don't love her, and I don't even know how to love her or to pray for her in love.
感谢主，我们年长姐妹她对圣灵的感动和带领，不仅敏锐，她也是那样的顺服。
And we thank the Lord how we have this sister being so sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, and she was willing to obey.
当圣灵光照她缺少爱。
And when the light of the Holy Spirit shines in to reveal her lack of love,
她就谦卑来到主的脚前。
And she was willing to humble herself.
她向主承认自己是没有爱心。
And she confessed that she has no love.
也无法从心里面爱这位姐妹，来为这位姐妹祷告。
And she confessed that she was unwilling to love the sister and to pray for her.
但她愿意在主的面前安静来仰望主。
Yet she was willing to come before the Lord and wait for him.
圣灵就将主的爱浇灌在我们姐妹的心里。
So the Holy Spirit filled her heart with the love of God again.
叫她能够照着主的感觉，能够靠着主的爱来为这一位她不喜欢的姐妹，在爱里来为她祷告。
That by the love of the Lord, by the leading of the Spirit, she was able to love another sister and to pray for her in love.
弟兄姐妹，我们若在主的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
So if we can be conformed to the likeness of his death, then we shall also be united with him in the likeness of resurrection.
这正是圣灵今天要在你我身上所要做成的工作。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit that he desires to do.
圣灵要借着各样的环境，要把我们带到与主联合的那个实际的里面。
Through all circumstances, he wants to bring us into the reality of this union with the Lord.
最后，在第十八节这边，拿尔米婆婆对路德说：“女儿啊，你只管安坐等候，看这事怎样成就，因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。”
So at the end, verse 18, Naomi says.Wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out. For the man will not rest until he has settled it today.
这里我们看到拿尔米，她不仅对路德解释了波阿斯的心意。
So here, not only Naomi opened or explained to Ruth the heart of Boaz.
就像今天圣灵也常常在我们圣徒的里面，把主的心意来向我们开启。
In the same way, the Holy Spirit reveals to us the heart of the Lord.
所以拿俄米对路德说了三件事。
Here Naomi said three things.
你只管安坐等候。
First of all, simply rest and wait.
看这事怎样成就。
Just to see how the matter will turn out.
因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。
Because the man will not rest until he settles it today.
兄姐妹，今天主要求我们的只有一件事。
So this is the only thing the Lord requires of us.
就在信心里面安坐等候，来看这事怎么成就。
Wait in faith to see how the matter will turn out.
我们不需要焦虑不安。
We don't need to be anxious.
我们不需要整天担心这疫情什么时候过去。
We don't need to worry day after day when this pandemic will pass.
我们也不需要整天好像在那里啊东想西想，要做许多的事情。
We don't need to allow our mind to run wild, thinking what we need to do next.
兄姐妹，救恩已经做成了。
salvation has already been
当主在十字架上他低下头前他说成了。
When the Lord on that cross, he bowed his head and said, "It is finished."
一切的问题都在主基督里已经解决了。
All problems has been resolved in Christ.
我们只要专心仰望主。
We just need to turn our head and focus on Him.
我们就要看见他要为我们成就是何等的大事。
We will see what great things He will do for us.
弟兄姐妹，或许今天我们对于神在我们身上的心意不是那么的在乎。
Perhaps today we don't yet care too much about His desire for us.
但我们的主，他为了要与我们永久联合。
But yet our Lord, because He wanted to have this perfect union with us,
他的心是何等的急迫。
And His heart is in.
在主的心里面，好像只有这一件事。
He has such a fervent heart, as if this is the only thing on His
agenda. 他要为着我们。尽心竭力的来成就这一件事。
That he will do all things and he will not rest until he settles.
叫这个荣耀的救恩能够完全成就在你我的身上。
That this glorious salvation can be perfectly completed.
这人今日若不办成这事，必不休息。
That this man will not rest until he settles it.
这句话包含了多少的爱
？And how much love is encompassed in this one phrase?
这句话带给我们是何等的安慰和盼望
？And he gives us so much comfort and hope.
弟兄姐妹，主要为我们成就这一切的事。
It is our Lord Jesus who will accomplish all this for us.
若不做成，他必不休息。
And he will not rest until he settles it.
因为我们真是能够愿意配合圣灵在我们身上的带领和工作。
So may we cooperate with the Holy Spirit to follow him.
让主的心意早日成就在我们身上。
To allow the work of the Lord to be fully done.
这是神何等的恩典。
What a grace.
我们要感谢赞美他。
We need to thank and praise him.
我们一起有一点祷告。
Let's have some word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你浩大的恩典。
Lord, we thank and praise you for such a tremendous grace.
我们更感谢赞美在我们身上那个荣耀的心意。
And we also thank and praise you for that glorious purpose.
主，今天你说你必不休息。
Today you said you will not rest.
主，你要在我们蒙恩的人身上做成这事。
You want to complete this matter in all of us who believe.
我们愿意从心里说。
So from the bottom of our heart,
愿你的旨意早日成就。
We want to say, Your will be done.
愿你的儿女们能够装备整齐。
May your people be prepared and made ready.
来迎接你荣耀的归来。
To welcome that glorious return of Christ.
主，愿你心满意足。
May your heart be fully satisfied.
愿你得着一切的荣耀。
May you receive all the glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督。
We pray all this in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.